Welcome to Savvy Offer Hub, a podcast created to help you to scale your business with digital products, step by step in a way that works for you. My name is Ieva and I'm here to bring you years of behind the scenes experience with no fluff, unfiltered thoughts on all things related to online courses and creating the business you will love. Messy action, simplicity, and living the life you desire is what we're here for. This episode is coming out on my birthday, and to honor that, I am gonna be doing a bit of a recap of specifically my business with the focus on what are some of the best business decisions I have made. I've been an online business for more than 10 years now, and I started it like just when I was 19-ish or something, and the first few years definitely were, I don't know, I wouldn't even count them at this point if I'm looking back. So I want to be focusing on some of the business decisions that have played a big role in the past few years and that have really shifted everything I have done. And to celebrate my birthday through this month, I'm also offering you a special discount code to join the Savvy Offer membership for a discounted price. So make sure to check that out in the description. The Savvy Offer Hub is the membership I created for aspiring online course creators, and inside there you will find plenty of different guides and resources that will help you to work with your course ideas. You will learn exactly how to plan, create, and launch your online course, along with learning how to sell in the long run. We're also covering things like evergreen funnels, social media, email marketing, and well beyond that. If that's the journey you're on, definitely check it out. You'll find all the details in the description. So let's talk about some of the best business decisions I have made. I think it's not a coincidence that most of them are coming from the recent years, not from the first years of being in business. Those first years definitely were something. I don't even know what word to put there. The thing with me is that I never really could think long term. Especially when I was so young, my main goal at the age of 19 was to be location independent. I wanted to keep traveling, keep exploring, and just have the money for that. I wanted to be able to work from wherever I want to. And if you listen to the very first episode I published where I talk a bit more about my story, all of that kind of happened by accident, but it all also made like the perfect sense. So I didn't have any kind of a long-term plan. My only goal was to make money now, to be able to move now. So I have that freedom to travel. I have that freedom to live on my own and to do all kinds of most random things. That was definitely one of the biggest hurdles I had to deal with for the first few years, that I never really could establish any kind of long-term vision, and I was so easily swayed by different ideas. As soon as something more exciting came around, I was like, yes, 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 and I was literally just moving from thing to thing. And right now, looking back at it, I'm amazed by my own ability to learn so many different things on my own and to really just embrace new path without questioning it twice. It has definitely given me plenty of amazing skills that I use until this day. So I'm thankful for myself really being able to just do all of that. However, business-wise, it definitely didn't give me like the best starting point per se. I feel like I have wasted quite a long time until I get to the point of some kind of certainty. So when that certainty came, that's when all of these decisions are from. That's the time frame when I actually started making these long-lasting decisions that I'm gonna be going through now. And there's gonna be only three. And I was at first, as I'm turning 30, I was thinking about doing 30 of the best decisions, but honestly, that seems a bit excessive. So we're just gonna stick with three for now. Another thing I want to mention before I go into these decisions is that most of them came really, really hard for me. I had this kind of inner resistance. One of the things was that it was hard for me to commit long term, but I also had this inner resistance because I never really wanted, like, I had so many thoughts and so many doubts about all of these things that I'm going to be talking about, that I always felt like maybe this is not going to be the path for me. I have to like switch it to something else. But at some point I came to my senses and these decisions were made, and they did turn out to be some of the best business decisions ever. So first on the list, we have niching down. Now, this is probably as old as online business itself, the discussion about should you niche down or is it really worth it? And does everybody need to niche down for your business, for your offers to be successful? Now, after having worked with plenty of different digital product creators, online coaches, and business owners, I can tell you with absolute certainty that niching down in most cases will be the best way to go. For me myself, at the time, niching down was probably the scariest thing I could think about. As I mentioned, I used to jump from thing to thing, and even when I knew that I'm gonna be a designer and I embraced the path of designing, I couldn't really stop at one thing. When I was a website designer, I wanted to work on all the platforms. When I was a graphic designer, I wanted to work on all kinds of designs. I wanted to work on printables, I wanted to work on digital designs, on course designs. I always wanted to be able to do everything because I felt like niching down will just limit me. I felt like if I'm gonna say out loud, yes, this is the only thing I'm doing, I will have to stick with it forever. But here's the thing. The point when I actually started niching down was when I felt very aligned with this decision. So it wasn't something that I did because I had to. And I feel like if you are in that period of time in your business where you also just feel the pressure of niching down, but you don't know what it is that you want, so you will end up feeling resentment against the idea, just as it happened with me, you don't have to go that path right now. However, eventually and kind of naturally, you might get there as well. And that's exactly what happened with me when I started working specifically with online courses. So even though creating courses and helping course creators and working on course designs is something that I have been doing for most of my online business career, I have niched down only recently. Well, rather recently, I would say it happened maybe 4 or 5 years ago. I actually, now when I have to say the actual years, I'm not so certain. I'm kind of just guessing. It was like maybe halfway through the journey when I was like, yes, creating courses is something I actually want to do. And I have to say that for me, one of the reasons why it has become like my path is because it combines all the things I love. In course creation, I can write, and I love writing. I can design, I love designing. I can work on the back-end setups, and I love back-end setups. I can explore new tools, I can do creative stuff, and I can also do technical and analytical and strategic stuff. There are so many different elements that go into course creation that once I found this path, I felt really, really aligned. It didn't limit me and it didn't make me choose just one thing. So I was happy that this was the environment I found myself in. And ever since I have been clear on what I do, everything else is so much easier. Starting with promoting myself, actually talking about my offers, what it is that I do. And in general, right now, these days, the word messaging is such a buzzword. I honestly can't stand it. And yes, messaging is important. And I probably will be talking about messaging at some point as well. I have to say that my messaging became so much more clear as I actually knew what I'm gonna be doing. And when it comes to niching down, I don't particularly believe that you have to go very, very niche if you don't want to, if it doesn't feel aligned. But if it does, it is the path the most money, because as you speak directly to a very specific persona, you can just so easily get those touch points where they relate with what you have to say, and it happens so much faster than when you speak with everybody. For me, niching down was absolutely one of the best decisions, and ever since I was solid on what it is that I do, what it is that I offer, everything started happening. Now, I don't know if we should count this as coincidence, but the next best decision I have made in my business happened kind of around the same time when I started niching down on courses. And the next best decision was to persist with a clear branding, and actually, in simple terms, just stick with the branding I have chosen. As a graphic designer myself, the first few years in my business were spent changing my branding all the time. I generally can't even say how many times I have changed everything, and I mean everything. I'm not thinking about like just one color, adding or taking it out or changing a font. I mean revamping the whole thing. And as I was revamping the whole thing, I was always revamping all of my offers, all of my designs, all of my sales pages, everything. I have wasted so much time in my life just doing that. My ADHD definitely was thriving when it comes to branding. I could never sit in peace with the branding decisions I have made. And I did invest a lot of my time and effort into updating and changing and upgrading and everything that comes along. But here's the thing. Once I found my vibe, so once I decided on my niche and once I found my vibe, I knew who is the person I'm speaking with, and I started to understand myself better and what are some of these long-term decisions that I can actually stick with. And I will not be like always 110% happy with it, but I'm like, okay, this is good enough. I can live with it. I had to get to that point. And once I was niched down, once I knew who I'm speaking to and what it is that I'm doing after all, it was a lot easier to first of all create a brand that actually works. And it was also a lot easier to embrace it, sit with it, be with it, and be okay with it. And that's also when I started creating like these long-term decisions in my business. And I just realized that my time is way more valuable, and I have to invest my time in thinking what it is that I'm going to be doing in 3, 6, or 12 months versus over-focusing on the color of my website or the color of my buttons or the fonts or anything along these lines. And that's also one of the things that I started doing on Instagram. One of the things that I embraced was simple branding. And I have always been minimalistic. I have always liked simplicity and I like clean colors. I like everything very low key. And I have tried to step out of it once in a while because when I see something fun and colorful and vibing, I'm like, oh, maybe this is what I want to do. But when I get there, it's not the kind of branding that I can actually live with long term. So I realized that embracing that calm and neutral nature of mine was the way to go. And that also happened in my social media posts. It also reflected in my content. It reflected in my courses, my slides, and so on. I wanted to keep it simple. And that was one of the main drivers that actually helped me to stay with the branding I have, because I knew like the colors, the fonts, everything is solid. I'm good with it. And just because there is that shiny object syndrome and something more exciting is coming along, it doesn't mean that I have to follow it. I know the branding that I have, I love it, and I vibe with it, and I have invested so much time in actually having it everywhere. I'm not doing that same mistake I did like 5, 6, 7 years ago, where I'm just running for the next thing. And yeah, embracing that simplicity and minimalistic nature of the branding definitely helped me, and it was also a long-term decision I made at the time that I have to do something. I have to stick with the direction of branding that will be flexible enough. If later I want to change something, I can just add to it versus changing everything. And now I think it's been like maybe 4 or 5 years when I am in this direction of branding, maybe not that long just yet, but like that's when I started shifting everything. And I have still had thoughts here and there, oh, I might want to change this, or I really would like to like add in some new colors or something. And actually, if you go through my Instagram, you can see some of these experiments along the line. But at the end of the day, having everything simple and actually sticking with one branding has helped me a ton. I create my offers a lot easier. I create any posts and graphics and everything so much faster. I'm not overthinking anything. I'm just rolling with it. I know that putting the information out there is way more important than the color of my brand per se. The last but not least of the best business decisions I have made is starting a membership. So the membership, currently known as Savvy Offer Hub membership, is something I started, and again, I'm so bad with numbers, I don't want to mix it up, but I think we are approaching 3 years. It seems insane because it feels like I started it just last year, but I know it was like December, it wasn't last one, it wasn't one before, so we must be approaching 3 years. So creating a membership was a thing I did, and you can also listen to another episode I shared just recently about recurring revenue, where I also talk a bit more about that aspect. Creating membership was the decision that was inspired by the fact that I always was coming up with new content. I always wanted to do more. I always had new ideas, new courses, new how-to guides. And at some point, I was so overwhelmed with everything I wanted to create. I kept like launching new products and I just got tired of it. I wanted to keep going. I wanted to keep providing all of these details and information, but I just didn't really have a good outlet to do it easily. So I ended up creating a membership. And it has genuinely been the most exciting decision I have ever made in my business. It has been highly profitable. It has been amazing for my creativity. It has been super helpful for my students, and I have always had like the best feedback. I love to connect with people who are in there, and I love to actually give that rather low price space where you can get all of this information. It's like literally 10 years of information in one space. I will probably do another episode at some point specifically about behind the scenes of like creating membership and many different aspects of that. But overall, ever since I created it, I had that recurring revenue in my business, and that has probably been the biggest game changer, because suddenly I didn't have to run for like the next launch and think about the next thing. I always had the membership, and membership is something that as long as I invest some time in it, it will be always growing, and it has always been the most fun for me to actually show up. And I know that, for example, now if I decide for the next year to never launch anything again, which is not going to be the case because we are going to be creating new bootcamp in September. And I have actually, now it's already July, so I'm about to launch the new bootcamp. I'm about to open the new spots to the bootcamp very, very soon, like probably next week or something from the moment this episode comes out. So it's not going to be the case that I'm not going to launch anything new. I'm still on the roll with creating many new things. But if I would be in a position where I decide I don't want to launch anything, I don't want to create any new products for now, I can just put my focus into the membership, and I know it's going to be the best thing ever because it already is. And as I mentioned, I'm just having so much fun. I'm really, really grateful for myself that I decided to do it. So right now you can also join it. And by the way, as I already mentioned before, through this month, you can join the membership for a special price. Use the code CHEERS20. You will find all the details in the description to join us with that discounted offer. Now let's wrap it up. There is no conclusion here. There is no takeaway. I mean, my takeaway from this is really that I love the fact that I have embraced everything that came my way as I was starting my business. But I think the one biggest game changer in my business long term was the fact that I learned how to be content with what I have. That happened with niching down, that happened with the branding, that happened with the membership. Creating something, investing in continuing the thing I have created, I think that has ultimately been the biggest game changer. Now that will be it for this episode. If you have any feedback for it, definitely let me know. You can reach out to me on Instagram at Course Creation Lab or find any relevant links below. And if you have any suggestions for the future episodes, I'm also all ears. Thank you for being here today, and I hope to see you next time.